people tend to wait to mitigate when the danger of wildfires is already high. So says Joe DeSalvo, sheriff of Pitkin County.
And we have been for the last few years telling people a time to mitigate is late fall, early spring. If we get a burn ban into effect, you can't use chainsaws because they can start fires. So we really prefer to get people out there ahead of this instead of behind it.
Pitkin County has, so far, remained in the clear this burn season. But DeSalvo says that's no reason for residents to let down their guard.
I mean, there can be a fire today that could really affect Pitkin County dramatically. So I don't want anyone for a minute to think that we're safe, because we're not. A lightning strike or a human start could really change the face of this.
DeSalvo says cooperation from the community in terms of respecting burn bans has played a large role in keeping the county safe. Still, mitigation is a priority for the county. Now they've hired an official fire mitigator, Jerry Peets. He started last week and today will be officially introduced to county commissioners. He formerly served as deputy chief of the Basalt Fire Department and helped with a program called Ready, Set, Go.
It's a sharing of responsibility with property owners, homeowners, and the agencies that respond to wildfires, Red Cross, law enforcement, communications, fire agencies. So the program basically is a public meeting, and you have all those agencies involved, and you know they inform the public in one place exactly what to expect, you know, if a wildfire strikes.
Now Pitkin County is taking fire safety one step further by appointing Peets as a full-time fire mitigator. As part of his new role, Peets will help inform citizens about taking precautions to protect their property, actions like clearing brush from their property and keeping tree branches trimmed back and moving stacked firewood away from houses. Next door, in Eagle County, Eric Lovegren has served as wildfire mitigation manager since 2006. Since then, he says, much has changed in how residents prepare for fire.
We had, at that time, a huge amount of the neighborhoods in Eagle County requiring the use of wooden roofing and wood siding, excessive landscaping. They were fining homeowners for cutting down trees and basically, you know, designing neighborhoods that were aimed mostly at getting as many houses in up the hill as they could, focused on views and that kind of thing, without much concern for what would happen when a fire impacted this area.
Many communities have even banned woodshake roofing and have passed safety ordinances requiring citizens to create fire-defensible space on their property. Lovegren says there's still plenty of work left in the county and the state of Colorado in general.
We're making great strides on addressing what's being built now, but we've got, you know, thousands of homes in harm's way that we have to try to convince people to spend the time and money to begin to improve defensible space, replace flammable building materials, in regards to their decks and roofs and siding, and that takes a lot of buy-in from the public. So that's the biggest challenge, is to educate and inform.
Despite those challenges, Lovegren says Eagle County is as well prepared for a wildfire as anyone can be. Pitkin County hopes to be there soon. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.